أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم. In the previous ayats we read of the third subject matter of the Quran Sharia of this surah, and that is that on how Allah Ta'ala will bring the day of Qiyamah, what the conditions will be, and then what the conditions will be of the wrongdoers, and finally of those who were who obeyed Allah Ta'ala and who were faithful to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, what great position Allah Ta'ala will give them, and what great respect and honor Allah Ta'ala will accord to them. With regard to the coming of the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala said that time will come when Allah Ta'ala will crush the world into pieces. That is, the mountains, no matter how hard and strong the rocks will be, everything will be crushed and made completely fine, and the whole earth will be spread like just one level tabletop. And there will be no place for anyone to hide anywhere. There won't be any shrub, there won't be any stones, anything behind which a person can hide. And everyone will be clearly visible to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also that day will be of such severity, as it comes in the hadith, that nobody will have clothes on also. And a person might wonder that how will it be? Man and woman are all together, the extremely very pious people and the great sinners are all together there, and there are no clothes. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, the condition will be so severe of nafsi, that everyone just will be worried about himself, that nobody will even ever look at another person. Further, on that day, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, or آيَتِرَ رَبْ, and Allah will present Himself on that day, and people will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And as it comes, and as we have read previously, that the Anbiya Alayhimu Salatu Wasalam also will say that Allah was never so angry as He will be on the day of Qiyamah. And never after that will Allah be so angry as Allah will be on the day of Qiyamah. And any person who is an angry person, a little child also, when he's angry, it upsets us all, and you don't know what that poor child is going to do. And Allah, who is the absolute authority, and there is no authority besides Allah Ta'ala, final authority is only with Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah will be in that anger, it also comes to some details of it in the hadith, that Allah will be there presented in front of all, and Hisab Kitab won't start. And that alone will be a great torment and torture for the people. People will start running from place to place and begging everyone that at least ask Allah Ta'ala that He must start accountability and start the proceedings of the court of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Every Nabi they will go to, they will start with Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will say, no, I have made a mistake, I cannot go in front of Allah Ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, every Nabi he will be approached, and they will say, we cannot go in front of Allah. Finally, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will go and intercede on behalf of all the people, that at least let the proceedings start on that day. We all know also, may Allah save us all, if a person has a court case, it is usually postponed from one date to another, and this in itself is so much of frustration. And a person wants to get over with all that. And what are the proceedings of this dunya? Nothing whatsoever compared with what the proceedings will be on the day of Qiyamah. And then finally, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede, then the Hisab Kitab will start. So that will be how Allah will present Himself on that day. Wal malaku saffan saffa, or farishte aaye qitar qitar. And the malaika will also come on that day, and they will be all arranged in their rows and in their safs and in their rows. So in other words, the day of Qiyamah will be such Like a little bit, we can get a glimpse of a court case here, that where the judge, the magistrate is sitting, and then the other policemen are standing there, and it, depending on what type of a trial it is, sometimes there are police with their guns ready, standing also on the sides, etc., if they expect any problems or anything. Yeah, the malaika will be standing like that. And how they will have arranged themselves, that in itself will put fear into a person. And it will be such a day that even the righteous and the pious will be also fearing. Then what to say about the wrongdoers and the sinners and the non-believers? What will be their condition of, on that day? All this Allah Ta'ala is warning us here. These are realities which are going to be playing out for, and we will see it with our own eyes. Allah is explaining it to us here so that we can get ready for that day. And this worldly life of ours is not for amusement and for fun, and it is not for entertainment and sports and all the other things that we have. We get so much indulged in other things which will derail us completely from our real object and purpose of life. Our entertainment, our dowards, the prize that we have, all these things, and with the way we carry on, as if we are not going to die, and as if we are not going to face all this. These are great real realities which each and every person is going to face. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam feared this so much, and they cried so much. And the great, great people, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, all the great, great people, how they cried in front of Allah Ta'ala with regard to this. But unfortunately, we live a life as though nothing of this is going to happen to us. We are just carefree and unworried about anything. Our ghaflat and our heedlessness almost knows no bounds whatsoever. And Allah Ta'ala in this surah, the whole Quran, the hadith, everything, Hadrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you people knew what I knew, you should laugh very little and you should cry a lot. But our condition is, we are laughing all the time and hardly perhaps a teardrop comes out from our eyes. So we have to, this is Allah's ihsan, that He has informed us of all these things, so and that He has informed us in this dunya. Now while we are hale and healthy, we have got time that we repair and repent and turn to Allah and seek His help and His guidance and ask for forgiveness and become true servants of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.